Previously on Coach.
All right, Doris, what time-honored football tradition would you like to mess with now?
Your contract.
You are set for life, buddy.
Well, I haven't signed anything yet.
You're not seriously considering one of those other offers, are you?
What other offers?
When do we have to let Doris know?
She said she wanted an answer tomorrow. See, I wish I wasn't so eager, Christy. I mean, gosh, the first person that weighs $17 million in front of me and I get all excited.
I don't know how you can avoid her.
I do. What do you say we pick up and go to the cabin this weekend? Oh, wow, look at this.
Oh, it's just the way I remember it.
Look, Tim. Look. This is where your mommy and daddy first...
Roasted marshmallows.
Well, I was going to say this is where we lived when we got married.
Oh.
The other first was in a pickup truck, son.
You know, I was hoping once we had children, we could change the story.
I like our story. The way we met. I like the times that we had here.
Sweet. Hi, TV. Hi.
Come on.
What is it? Is it stuck?
No, it's locked.
Well, how could it be locked? Wouldn't that have to be done from the inside?
Yeah. Christine, you wait here. I want to see what's going on.
You don't think...
Honey, just wait here.
Well, honey, be careful.
Okay. All right, Christine, come on. It's okay.
Ah! Oh! Hi, I'm Larry. This is my brother, Daryl. That's my other brother, Daryl. We didn't mean to frighten you. Welcome to our humble chapeau.
What do you mean, your chapeau? This is my chapeau. This is our chapeau. What the hell are you doing here?
Well, we came upon a humble cabin in the woods that appeared to be uninhabited. So Daryl suggested we look after it until its rightful inhabitants returned.
You have been living in our house?
Well, technically, we've been living under it. But we came in tonight because Daryl here has a case of the chills.
I think we all do. Listen, I'm terribly sorry, but you fellas are going to have to leave.
No apology necessary. It's a rambling life we've chosen. Come on, boys. Thanks again for letting us squat.
You're welcome.
Point of clarification. Can we just hang around and occasionally pop over?
No.
So much for lightning striking twice.
for your thoughts.
Well, it costs you more than a penny for these thoughts.
You're missing?
Oh, well, geez. We've had some great times here, sweetheart.
Gee, do you believe Tim is still sleeping?
It's the air.
Well, how about I fix us some coffee?
Hey, why don't you relax and let me fix the coffee? Do today?
I don't know. About you?
Well, we could stay here and relax, or I could take Tim out in the boat later and walk around the lake.
It does sound kind of nice, just having a peaceful weekend.
You know we were here.
Where the... Hey, don't sell the cabin.
What? Sorry about this, guys.
Don't sell the cabin. If you're going to sell the cabin, I'll buy it.
Who told you we were going to sell the cabin? We're not selling the cabin. How'd you find out we were here?
Oh, wasn't that hard to figure. You left a note on your desk.
You did?
Well, actually, there was a note that said, call Branson.
So you called Kevin Branson, and he told you we were here.
Well, first we went to Branson, Missouri. Then we called Kevin.
You guys have been to Branson, Missouri?
We are now officially banned from Branson.
Bobby Vinton's a hothead. I tell you, Glenn Campbell's got a dark side, too. So what's the big secret? Why didn't you tell us you were coming to the cabin?
Should we tell them?
Mm-hmm. They're here. Might as well tell them sooner or later they're going to find out.
Tell us what, you two breaking up?
No.
You got a disease?
No.
Christine got a disease?
No.
I got a disease?
No, nobody's got a disease. Just shut up and let me tell you. Doris gave me a contract extension, but then I found out that maybe there's some other cities interested, so we came up here to figure out what our next step is.
So you might be leaving Orlando?
We just thought if we were going to make a long-term commitment, we should at least consider the other options and decide where we'd really like to spend the next 10 years of our lives.
Ah, here we go. We're moving again. We are talking we, aren't we?
Well, apparently I'm always talking we. I don't know what we're going to do. I don't know what the other cities are, how we're supposed to find out.
I guess it's nice to have options.
Options are confusing. I hate options. That's why I like the Army. They told me to shoot, I shot. They told me to run, I ran.
But then how come when I say shut up, you don't shut up?
Because for me, that's not an option. You guys had breakfast yet?
We just got up.
Don't make him anything, Christine.
Yeah, Christine, Coach is right. You weren't expecting us.
She is never expecting this. What are we doing? Throwing out the rules now?
You know what, Luther? Why don't we run up to the campus and grab breakfast? I'd like to see everything again anyway.
Okay. Of course, if Christine's got her heart set on making breakfast for us.
Oh, no, please don't do it for Christine. If you would like to see the campus, you should go.
Okay, here we go. I guess we can eat here anytime. So let's go over to the campus. Hayden, you gonna come on with us, aren't you?
No, I thought I'd just kick back here and relax.
Yeah, well, we can do that, too.
Actually, if you're all going to stick around here, maybe I'll just drive up to Minneapolis and show Tim off to my friend Barbara.
Don't you ditch me.
Would you like to come with me to see Barbara?
Why would he want to go see Barbara? Isn't that pushy woman that's always talking about herself all the time and blathering about things nobody cares about? Blather, blather, blather. I don't know if anybody want to be friends with a person like that.
Yeah, it's a mystery to me, too.
So do you want to come?
Oh, obviously, I'm staying here.
Okay, it's all set. You go to Minneapolis, and we'll go over to the campus, and we'll all meet back here for supper. I think the dress should be casual.
Hello? Coach Wolf?
Maybe he's still up on the field.
Look at this. He hadn't changed anything.
Why would he? It was perfect. Still fits.
Well, he sat here for 9 years. It should. That thing's molded to you.
Hey, Coach, why don't you sit in your old chair?
No, I feel funny, Dave. It's not mine anymore.
Can I sit in it?
No, I'll sit in it. Feels pretty good.
Hey, look.
Had some great times in here, didn't we?
I sure did.
Sorkinson, how are you?
Oh, good as ever. Hello,
Dover. Hi, Mrs. Sorkinson.
Luther?
Hi, Alma.
Well, Well, what brings you all back here?
Well, we were in town for a while and we just thought we'd drop by.
We expected things to be changed, but everything's exactly the same as when we left.
Pretty much.
So you're working for the new coach now?
Oh, no, the new coach is at the new athletic center. Oh, you should see it. You'd love it. It's everything you tried to get when you were here.
Oh, great. Yeah. Well, so who are you working for?
Head of maintenance. This is his office now. Of course, they're going to fix it up.
Yeah, right.
Well, how's Christine?
Oh, she's fantastic. Yeah.
And that little boy of yours?
Oh, he's great. He's great. I'm going to bring him by before we leave.
Oh, you better.
Now, guys, I don't think we should hang around anymore. Otherwise, the new boss might come in and sweep us out.
Good seeing you again, Coach Fox.
You too, Mrs. Thorkelson.
Oh, it's Thorkelson Jorgensen now.
You got married?
Yes, we met in line at a smorgasbord.
Isn't that always the way?
Well, it isn't always the way, but it's great. Now, come on, guys. What do you say? Let's go.
Right. Where are you off to?
Well, we thought we'd drop by the Touchdown Club, if it's still there.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to go over there and have lunch for old times' sake. You buy in?
Oh, yeah.
Is he just like old times?
Wow. Look at this. Nothing changed.
Back in town.
Well, we were just out the cabin for a few days. Thought we'd drop by for some lunch.
Let me take you to your old table right over here.
Great.
Nick hasn't changed at all, has he?
Nothing's changed.
One of my gums still under here.
Can I get you the usual?
Well, if you remember.
See, one milk, two beers, three steak sandwiches, fries for the table, and fries for Luther.
He remembers.
How can I forget? I mean, seeing you guys in here sure brings back all sorts of memories.
Hey, Coach.
Hey, Coach.
Hey, Coach.
Can I get you something to drink, Coach? Have you got a chance to look at the menu?
Hey, Coach.
Hey, Coach.
Hey, Coach.
Nick? Nick?
Hey, Coach.
Orders?
Oh, yeah, right. Sure good to see you guys.
Hey, it's good to see you, too, Nick. Nick's a nut, isn't he? Howard.
Howard?
Bad news! Bad news!
What are you talking about?
Doris knows.
What do you mean, Doris knows?
She found out I was snooping around about those other teams. She knows you're looking at options, and she knows I'm in on it.
Well, why didn't you just call me, Howard? Why'd you come here in person?
I had no choice. Doris came with me.
What?
She's parking the car. As we turned the corner, I opened the door and rolled out. I feel good. The least I could do is give you a little advanced warning.
This was it.